Okay, you ready? Here we go. What are you worrying about today? Don't lie to me. You are too. Yeah. Worrying about your life, what you will eat or drink, worrying about your body, what you will wear. How long did you stand before the closet door this morning? Tell the truth. What are you worrying about today? Well, whatever it is that's got you worried today, stop it. You know why? Because Jesus said so. Yes, he did. That is exactly what Jesus said to his disciples on the day about which Barbara just read to you. I quote him, "Do not worry." Did you hear that? Do not. They aren't Chuck's words. I didn't make them up. It's Jesus, folks. He's the one who said, do not worry. Now, problem. That is not our nature, is it? We all worry. Every one of us, including me, we worry. We worry about everything. We worry about what we're going to wear. We worry about what we're going to eat. We worry about whether or not we're going to have enough money to make it to the end of life. We worry about this. We worry about that. And on and on and on it goes. We worry about everything, don't we? And you know what I bet? I bet that Jesus knew that about human beings in general, too. I bet when he was saying, do not worry, he knew exactly how prone to worry we are. But in saying it, he gave us some examples. To his disciples, he gave some examples to show them how senseless it is to worry. Got it? Example number one, the ravens. Crows. Those big old blackbirds. They do not sow, he said, nor do they reap. They do not gather stuff into barns. Remember the guy from last week. What he meant was they got no job. They got no money. They don't do anything. Nothing. And yet God, our Father, in his great mercy, feeds the ravens. Jesus said, come on. Don't you think that God, that you are more important to God than blackbirds? See, the implication is that if God cares for them, he will certainly care for us. So, folks, said Jesus, stop worrying. God cares for you. Example number two, a single hour, 60 minutes. Jesus pointed out that worrying cannot affect anything. By doing it, you can't even add 60 minutes to the length of your life. In fact, we great scientists know today that if you spend your time worrying, you are more likely to lose 60 minutes of your life than to gain them. Jesus' point was that worrying does not affect the outcome of anything. It changes nothing. It is to no avail. So why do you spend so much time doing something which is so completely ineffective? Stop it. Stop worrying. God cares for you. Example number three, the lilies. Now, these are not the beautiful Easter lilies, which will soon be blooming here in our sanctuary and stinking up the room. Not them. Okay? Although they are a good example. Because almost nobody takes their Easter lily home after the Sunday service on Easter morning. And eventually, do you know what I do with them? I fill the dumpster with Easter lilies. Beautiful flowers. Inspire us so much. Fill the room with their fragrance. And yet in no time, they are garbage. Poinsettias work that way too, by the way. But those are not the flowers Jesus was talking about. He was talking about the common little lilies that grow up in the desert in Israel. Okay? They are so colorful, not white like the Easter lilies, but full of color, so beautiful that you look at a field of them and they take your breath away. But they last one day. Okay. The extravagance of God amazed me sometimes. I have a flower that Tina gave me, a plant in my study. It is actually an African iris. It has this beautiful little bloom. It's cream color and purple, and it blooms at night for one night. And if you aren't there, the next morning, it's all shriveled up and gone. Okay, that's what Jesus is talking about, the flowers of the field. He said that they are so lovely, so beautiful. We look at them and we go, oh, and yet not even Solomon, Israel's wealthiest king, not even Solomon was robed in such glory as God gives to a flower that lasts only a few hours. They did nothing. But God, in his extravagance, dressed them in overwhelming splendor. So will you please stop worrying? God cares for you. But you can't, can you? Even though Jesus said it, we can't do it. We are so prone to worry. Do you notice I changed pronoun from you to we? We worry about what we're going to eat. Ladies, how much planning did you put into Sunday dinner? And what are you going to have to drink with it? Mm-hmm. You better think about that because you probably haven't yet. Better start worrying about it. You got something there good to drink with your Sunday dinner? Do you have butter? Will there be rolls? What kind of vegetables are you having? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We worry about what clothes we should wear. I almost wore my black suit with the black shirt and the black tie, but I switched to blue because next week is Passion Sunday and black's better for that day. Come on. We worry over everything, as if everything depended on us. But Jesus said, relax. Do not be like the pagans who worry over everything, for God knows what you need. Relax. Stop worrying about it. God cares for you. Do you hear that? God cares for you. But we still can't, can we? Maybe it's because we don't know the secret. But Jesus told us the secret. Did you catch it in the reading? The secret? Seek first the kingdom of God. Now, some of the more modern translations, like the NIV, leave out the word first. But I want you to notice the word first. Because the word first needs to be there to make sense, to make the secret work. That word means that we are to seek the kingdom of God before we seek anything and everything else. It means we are to make God's kingdom the most important thing, the most important search in our entire life. We are to put our search for God's kingdom above everything else. Above all else, we are to seek the kingdom of God. Now, can I just tell you what that means? Above family. Above job. Above all other allegiances. Above everything else, we seek the kingdom of God first. First. For said Jesus, where your treasure is, there your heart will be as well. What he meant is if you value something more than you value the kingdom of God, that's the thing you will cling to in life. If what you value is here on earth, you better worry. Because guess what you're not taking with you? But if you value what waits for you in the kingdom of God, if you value the things that are above, then when life gets rough and stuff presses in, you will press on to the mark of your high calling in Jesus Christ. You will press on to what lies ahead, forgetting what is behind, forgetting all else. Because what is ahead will become your glory. It will be your treasure. Awaiting you in the kingdom of God called heaven. But let's be honest. Though we agree with Jesus, and though we know his words are true, we're going to continue to worry, aren't we? Because Satan gets in our heads and he begins to play with our thoughts, doesn't he? He tells us that our future is insecure. He tells us that we need to question the provision of our Father. He causes us to doubt and therefore to worry. But the good news remains the same. And every now and then, we just got to pull our minds away from the enemy and say to him, I am not going to worry. Because God cares for me. So, stop it. Stop worrying. Know that God cares for me. You. Besides, it does no good to worry. You know that. You know the truth. Cling to it. God cares for you.